Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden hosted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today. NPR's Wenzer Johnston reports Zelensky's visit to Washington comes at a pivotal moment for Ukraine as it seeks additional aid to fund its counteroffensive against Russia.
President Zelensky says talks at the White House and on Capitol Hill have yielded a lot of progress and will help Ukrainian forces in the months ahead.
It's very important, and it's a strategic decision that will allow us to prevent any new aggression against us, against Ukraine, our people.
During a meeting at the White House, the administration announced a fresh round of security assistance for Ukraine that includes additional air defense capabilities. President Biden added that the U.S. has begun the process of formalizing a long-term commitment to Ukraine's security, even as a partisan debate intensifies on Capitol Hill over the scale and scope of that support. Wenzer Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A pair of cases heard in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals today could impact how transgender people access health care. Jason DeBruin of WNYC is more.
Transgender advocates say the North Carolina State Employee Health Plan and West Virginia Medicaid program discriminate by not covering gender transition care. Lawyers for the North Carolina plan argued it's not discriminatory because it denies coverage for this kind of care across the board. But lawyers for the transgender plaintiffs say it specifically discriminates against them because they are the only ones seeking care. They argue that denying coverage for sex transition care inherently discriminates on the basis of sex. The case could be appealed to the Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeBruin.
With negotiations between the United Auto Workers and the major Detroit car makers still at an impasse, it is increasingly looking like some things, including a proposed 32-hour work week, may not make the final cut. Meanwhile, more focus appears to be going to proposals like higher cost of living adjustments. UAW leader Sean Fain has threatened more factory walkouts tomorrow against the big three if progress toward a new contract is not made. Mortgage rates held steady this week, slightly over 7%. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is now 7.19%, nearly a full percentage point higher than this time last year and more than double what it was 2 years ago. Costly mortgage rates are pricing some people out of the housing market and discouraging those who already own homes from selling and giving up their own comparatively low-priced loans. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes in August were down more than 15% from a year ago. The shortage of homes on the market is keeping prices elevated, though. The median sales price last month was just over $407,000, an increase of nearly 4% from this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. Northwest tribes have entered into a deal with the federal government that could lead to the reintroduction of salmon near the headwaters of the Columbia River. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the deal announced today includes tens of millions of dollars for tribes.
The Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, and others have been pushing for and studying the feasibility of this for a decade. The plan is to reintroduce salmon that were mostly wiped out when the U.S. government built two massive dams along the Columbia. The fish could no longer swim upstream to spawn, and the salmon were an important food source for native people, but also carry spiritual and cultural significance. This more than $200 million deal brokered with the U.S. government will study the feasibility of new fish hatcheries and fish passage options around the dams. At a ceremony at the Department of Interior, Northwest tribal leaders called the agreement a major step toward righting historical wrongs. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
Two people have died, more were injured after a bus crash today on a highway northwest of New York City. Video taken from news helicopters showed the bus lying on its side on Interstate 84. At least 40 people were on board. The bus was apparently carrying members of a high school marching band on a trip when it tumbled down a steep embankment. A lion cub found just months old was found wandering on a road in Serbia. The cub has now been taken safely to a new home, a zoo in northern Serbia. Officials say the female cub was found on the outskirts of a town near the border with Hungary, malnourished and weak. Smuggling of rare wild animals is believed to be rampant in the Balkan regions. It's not clear how the young female cub wound up there. This is NPR.